This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. India and Finland today exchanged several agreements in different areas, including environmental cooperation, migration and mobility partnership, and statistics in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a discussion with President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide range of areas. They also exchanged perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. In his joint statement, Prime Minister Modi said today the world is going through a phase of instability and uncertainty. He said from Ukraine to West Asia, several regions across the world are witnessing ongoing conflicts. Prime Minister Modi said India and Finland are unanimous that military conflict alone cannot resolve any issue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 11th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi this evening. President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, will join the inaugural session as a chief guest and deliver the keynote address. The theme this year is Samskara, Assertion, Accommodation, Advancement. Raisina Dialogue is India's flagship conference on geopolitics and geoeconomics, committed to addressing the most challenging issues facing the international community. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has filed his nomination papers for the Rajya Sabha elections today. The nomination was filed at the Bihar Legislative Assembly in Patna before the secretary. High-profile leaders were present, including Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP National President Nitin Nabin and Bihar Deputy CMs Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Sinha. Kumar earlier announced that he will contest the upcoming Rajya Sabha elections, making a major political development in Bihar. Filing of nominations for 37 Rajya Sabha seats across 10 states will close today. Polling will be held on the 16th of this month. India has called for urgently bridging the usage gap and ensuring affordability of devices and services for digital inclusion. Addressing Mobile World Congress 2026 in Barcelona, Spain, Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said India's domestic manufacturing has not only scaled but also reduced mobile data cost by 97%. Sindhya said India's digital journey demonstrates that scale, innovation and stable policy frameworks can dramatically reduce costs. In Nepal, voting is underway peacefully under strict security from 7 a.m. in the morning nationwide today. Our correspondent reports that till 11 a.m., 1.9 million votes had been cast. Till noon, voters' turnout in Nepal has been 18%. Until afternoon, voting across Nepal is happening peacefully under strict security. The conflict in West Asia is escalating rapidly as several countries are becoming involved. United States and Israel are carrying out joint airstrikes against Iran while Tehran is responding with missiles and drones. Fighting is spreading across different parts of the region and Iran-backed armed groups Hezbollah has joined the attack. Many countries are expressing concern and are calling for de-escalation as the situation is threatening regional stability and global security. Earlier in the day, Iran launched a new wave of attacks at Israeli and American bases and threatened that the United States will regret torpedoing an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean. Intelligence agencies have warned that there could be a spillover of the Pakistan-Afghanistan conflict into India. The borders have been placed under high alert as the Indian agencies warned that the conflict in the neighboring nations could have an impact on the country. The Indian agencies estimate that nearly 1,000 to 1,500 terrorists are waiting to infiltrate into India through the border at Jammu and Kashmir. Although the Afghan Taliban has said that it would prefer dialogue over conflict to resolve the crisis, Islamabad remains adamant and wants to prolong the war. United Nations has held India's banking program, which has brought banking services to over 290 million women, as a global model for a transformative pathway for women and girls. Director of Policy for UN Women, Sandra Hendricks, has said that the Indian government's example of enabling digital identification for its entire population of women and girls notably is indeed a model. She further said easing of requirements for women and girls across India to open digital bank accounts has also emerged as a model for financial inclusion. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India will face England in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. The winner of today's match will face New Zealand in the finals on Sunday at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today soft launched four digital tools and formally unveiled the mascots Pragati and Vikas, symbolizing women and men for Census 2027 in New Delhi. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.